Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're tuning in through lushradioonline.net or you're tuning in to my Emma E2K live or through Instagram or however you're getting in here, thank you. Welcome. If it's your first time, how you doing? If it's your 15th time or your 8th year or you've been rocking with me since the beginning, good morning. I'm up, rise, and shine. I already got my inboxes. People are looking forward for me to get on this morning, and this is the reason why I do it, because you guys keep me inspired, keep me motivated, and keep me on here in the morning, even though I be looking cray-cray sometimes. I don't know why y'all want to be seeing me in the morning, but hey, I'm doing it, right? So how is everybody doing this week? It's been an up and down week for me. Good things and, you know, amazing things and, you know, and just everyday things. Good morning, Wayne. Good morning. I see you. Shout out to Jersey. Jersey in the building. So, you know, the week, it doesn't really matter what happens during the week. I guess it matters how you handle it, right? There's a lot of people that go through a lot of ups and downs during the week, and their whole mood changes. Like if things don't go their way, their whole life can shift like in an instant. And then there's other people that just take it as for what it is and just deal with it and handle it and keep moving, right? Or lean even more, right? So before I used to do gangster leans, now I do God leans. I lean way towards him and let him handle it, because that's half the time I can't deal with it. If it's me per se, I can't handle it. So I don't do gangster leans. I do godly leans. You feel me? Shout out to Billy Blast. I see you out there. I see you out there in that island. Yeah, I see you. I see you with the family. Shout out to y'all in that sunny, sunny place where you're at. I'm not going to shout you out there where you're at, but have a great time. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, even in your vacation, you know, checking us out. Good looking, good looks. Shout out to the BX, New York City, always in the building, always in the check-in. Love my New York City family. You already know what it is. So today what I wanted to talk about was about people making plans and not sticking with it, right? It's easy to make plans. Right? You make these plans. People are like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This is what I want to do. And then when it gets to applying action, right, to that, a lot of people just fall short. And I wonder, and in my mind, I'm always wondering about stuff. So in my mind, I'm wondering, why is that? Why is that? Is it lack of motivation? Is it not having the appropriate people around you to support you, to support your dream, to support your vision? Or is you just playing lazy? Like, which one is it, right? I know for me, I could get caught up in doing so many things that, my heart is in the right place and I make certain plans, and then I just get so occupied and so busy that I don't necessarily put action into the plan. So, and that's easy for especially, when you're taking care of your household, when you're taking care of business, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right, taking care of your family, you can get caught up in just so many different things. Life will pull you so many different directions. And, you can lose track of time, and you can lose track of vision, and you can lose track of goals, right? So it's important for us to make plans. And after we make plans, make action, apply action to those plans, because otherwise they're just kind of thoughts. They're just kind of dreams that've never been, lived out, right? So today, encourage somebody to fulfill their dreams or their passion or whatever it is that you've seen them. Maybe they've talked to you about writing a book. Maybe they've talked to you about taking a vacation. Maybe they've talked to you about going back to school. Maybe they've talked to you about, starting a business. So call them today. Call them up today. Text them today and let them know, hey, remember when you said you're going to start that business and you're going to go back to school? And, encourage them today. Encourage them to make that move. Encourage them, not to just drop the ball, to make those plans, to continue going, right? Because sometimes that's all we need. It's just somebody to encourage us on and be like, hey, keep going with your plans. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. Or start it. Or how can I help you start that dream, that vision, that business, go back to school? Can I drop you off somewhere and then, go get your license? Whatever it is that you think about doing, I'll go get your certificate for whatever it is that you want to do, right? Whatever business you want to start. What did you do for your business today? Did you call people up? Did you follow up? Did you register? Right? So, again, life will pull you different directions, and sometimes we're like, you know, we mean to do well, we want to do well, we want to do great things, but we get pulled all type of different ways, and especially if you have children, you got to deal with the kids and this and that. And so it can be a lot. You know, life can be a lot. But when you have certain people around you that want the best for you, that encourage you, that push you, you know, you got to take advantage of it, because we are shortchanged in real people that want real things to happen for you, right? We're shortchanged on that. So when we do get that, we got to hold that, hold on to them for, like, dear life, right? I know I do, right? So shout out to La Morena. I see you. I see you. I see you. Florida is in the building. What up, sis? Queen salute to you. Queen salute. So what I'm talking about today is encouraging other people today, motivating other people, people that have come to you and said, good morning, that have said to you, oh, I want to start a business, I want to go back to school, I want to do this, I want to do that. Call them up, text them up today, email them, and let them know, hey, you remember the conversation that we had? Come on, let's go. Get up and get out and get some, right? You got to get up, get out, and get some. Start, go back to school, start that business. What is it that you need to do? What is it can I help you with, right? And so that's what I want to motivate today everybody to do. Once y'all start that today, let's start that. Let's make that go viral, right? Supporting one another instead of all the craziness and stuff. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning. The BX is in the building. Ooh, BX is in the building. Hard. I appreciate y'all. My BX family. Always on the check-in. So that's what I'm talking about today. You can call in at 213-943-3705 and let me know what you think about. It's never too late. It's never too late. So I know people, you know, past their 50s, past their 60s, that have decided they wanted to go back to school and get a degree, and they've done it. They've rocked out. They have killed it, you know. So it's not about an age. It's not about a time. It's about, you know, now. It's about today. It's about taking action. It's about taking action. I've seen the, well, not the other day, but like maybe a couple years ago, a 90-year-old woman that went back to school and got her degree, 90 years old. Shout out to her. So it's never too late. It's just to show you that when you make plans, put actions behind it. That's it. Make a plan and put action behind it. And we all need that encouragement. We all need that encouragement. So if today, just decide to encourage somebody else, motivate them. Call them up, text them, hey, let's go. You say you were going to do that. You say you were going to write this book. You say you were going to mow the lawn, whatever it is. You know, encourage them. You're going to go food shopping. You're going to take your kid to the park, whatever it is. It can be small. It can be big. It don't matter. The point is you get up and you do what you need to do. Yes, La Morena, you did. You got your cosmetology license, and you're pushing for that salon. That's right. Go, girl. I know you got it in you. You got this. I know. And I'm going to play this song just for you coming up.
No one ever told me this would be easy. But I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks? I know.
Go make that money. Go make that money. Yes. I love you, Queen Salou. Good morning, Elizabeth. Good morning. Tuning in. Elizabeth is tuning in. How are you, Elizabeth? How are you this morning? So, you started your 3D class yesterday? Yeah, yes. Get that, get that. Woo-hoo. That's right. 3D growth track. Get that. That's that class we have at Crossover Church. Yes, yes. To become a member, to understand the DNA of Crossover Church. I love my church popping. Yesterday there was a wedding renewal, and a lot of people renewed their marriage vows. That was amazing and beautiful. While me, Tarika, Mia, and Lisa were at the single section. All right, that was a personal joke. Anyway, so, yeah, it was amazing. It was great. Pastor Christopher and Pastor Tommy did the ceremony, so it was great. Yeah, it's amazing being part of the family, right? Yeah. So today we're talking about encouraging and motivating other people. Other people that have come to you and tell you, hey, I want to start a business, this, that, this, and the other. And so call them today, text them today, and let them know, hey, you remember you say you're going to do this? Hey, remember you say you're going to apply for this job? Hey, remember you say you're going to go see your kids? Go see your kids. you know, motivate somebody today just to, whatever their plan was, to put action in their plan. So that's what we're talking about, putting action in plans, because plans really don't manifest unless you put in action to them, right? So make sure you encourage somebody to do that today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please let me know where exactly you're tuning in from so I can show you love, so I can be able to shout you out. Last week, really quickly, I just want to share, last week I was invited by my dear friend Mark Jenny. Shout out to Mark Jenny for inviting me to his church to give my testimony. Right? So that was the first time outside of Crossover that I've actually went anywhere to give testimony. So shout out to Celebrate Recovery Bridgeway Church in Wesley Chapel, right? So I was out there last Thursday and met amazing people, got to give out my testimony, and it wasn't as scary, but like at the beginning I was like, whoa, I'm about to tell people my business, right? And not a lot of people like to be transparent, right? People, we all want to keep our mess and our stuff. But God says no. God says share that, because through our sorrows, through our hurts, through our crap, I'm sorry to be so blunt, through our crap, we actually help other people. Like, you know, because we think we're the only ones going through some stuff until we share, and then it's like a aha moment. Like, wow, I didn't know that person went through that, and I went through that, so I can relate, right? Yeah, shout out to Tampa. Tampa's in the building. Tampa Bay, North Tampa is in the building. yeah, shout out to Tampa. Shout out to Brandon. Shout out to Plant City. Shout out to Kissimmee, Orlando. Shout out to Sefner. Shout out to Miami. Shout out to Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank you for tuning in, for being supportive. Yeah, so motivation. Shout out to Wesley Chapel. Wesley Chapel in the building. Marisol, I was in Wesley Chapel on Thursday. I'm telling you, I was in Bridgeway Church giving my testimony. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, my dear, great friend Mark invited me to go over there to share testimony, and I did. First time I shared anything outside of Crossover Church. So, yeah, talk about growth, talk about stretching. Talk about amazing. I met amazing people there. Some amazing people came and shared their heart with me afterwards. And so it was awesome. I saw God, you know, working. I'm always seeing Holy Spirit always showing up and showing out, you know what I mean? And that's what keeps me faithful. That's what keeps me leaning, doing my God lean as opposed to the gangster lean, right? Well, there's nobody more gangster than my G-O-D anyway, so. Well, I have posted it, so I posted it like for a week, and I totally forgot that you're out there in Wesley Chapel, so, you know, my bad on that, but that's why I post things, people, and y'all gotta stay kind of with me and check me in, because there'd be a lot going on, and I don't be remembering everything, but thank you for the support regardless. You come into the show and you support me this way. Thank you for sharing the show. And that helps a whole lot as well, because I'm able to deliver whatever message, you know, God has instilled in my heart and in my spirit to share. And that's what it's about, right? Kingdom business. We're out here doing kingdom business. We're not playing around. I'm sure not playing around. So on LushRadioOnline.net, where I'm going to sign off at 9:30. So those that are listening to me through the radio station, I'm logging off at 9:30, but I will be live. I will continue live on my Emma E2K Facebook page. So if you're following me on Facebook, that's Emma E2K. I'm Googleable, soy googleable. So go to Google and type in Emma E2K, and you can follow all my social media, but you cannot stalk and follow me, all right? Because I got heavy security on deck. So, that being said, you've already been warned. Like DJ Camelo, warning, 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 right? So, so shout out to all those tuning in from New York City. I'll see you. I see my New York City family. I see my Maryland family on. Woo, woo, woo. My Beantown is on. I see y'all. Thank you for the love and support always. I definitely appreciate it. So today, motivate somebody to do whatever they said they were going to do. Push them. Be like, hey, you remember when you told me this? Hey, remember when you said that? And if it was me, text me today, call me today and remind me, hey, girl, remember you say you're going to finish your book and you say you're going to do this or that, whatever it is, because I know I got a lot of plans, and not purposely, I don't put action to it, I just got a lot going on, so can I get some mercy today? Thank you, appreciate that. Shout out to Aaron Cole. I'm about to play some Aaron Cole right now real quick before we log out. And it's called One More Day. Shout out to Aaron Cole. Y'all never heard Aaron Cole, you got to check him out. Monday, Give it all to the glory of the God. We're not meant to hold on to nothing, or to hold on to all this stuff. Toxic, let it go. Woo! Thanks for another day. Woo! Thank you, God. Yes. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I mean, sometimes it's just that simple, man. Just being grateful, man. Just being grateful. Yes. One more day. Hold on sometimes, just one more day. LustReadyOnline.net. I give thanks for another day. Thanks for another day. Yeah. Come on. We got another day. Woo! Sometimes we just got to be grateful